all dressed in white, at least in the 70s.
Yeah, when that was when he was on his steady decline as well. He was being possessed by the spirit of Egyptian pharaohs or something. Well, we didn't get to Vice of Kings,
Yeah.
so but that's okay. I was thinking I'd bring it up, but I don't want to at this 11th hour, 'cause, so anyway, that's okay. We stayed on track, so I think it was. I was just thinking this would make an appropriate Christmas podcast, so
Oh, yeah.
maybe I'll save it until then.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Well, thanks for taking the time. I like I said, I've been a fan for a while, and I love the format, how it's I've listened to other podcasts, and the I actually found you via one you did with Jan Irving back when I used to listen to him, and
Right.
it's just refreshing to have a podcast format where there is very little format, and it's very it, there's it's not someone saying, "This is I've figured it all out. Here's what it is. Listen to me." I love it. Yeah.
Is that why you stopped listening to Jan?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just he's still, it's like he still hits on interesting facts every now and then, but yeah, he's just possessed by, what everything he's figured out, he thinks he's figured out, and then it's gotten really weird lately, ever since he changed to Logos Media, and he's obsessed with the Middle Ages not having existed, and
Huh.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know when's the last time you've listened to him, but and
Well, yeah.
Joe Atwell, I still I wish I don't think he's doing anything, but I miss him. He as far as they had some kind of falling out that wasn't really documented, but I definitely would probably understand Joe's side of it.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe I should see if I can get him on the podcast, because I couldn't talk to Jan, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's just gotten really hard-headed, and it's just, I don't know. Like, it's still, he's always been that way,
Yeah.
but it's just gotten, I don't know, it's gotten to be too much.
Yeah.
And then he's starting to get, I don't know, instead of getting the quality of his guests has changed, or at least their what they're interested in, and yeah, it's kind of an echo chamber. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you found me anyway. A few people did, I know, via that
Yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like rats from a sinking ship.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like, 'cause yeah, I feel like I'm almost, I like that you phrase it in terms of social engineering and things like that. But the previous descriptor, I would use conspiracy related podcasts, but I've most of them, even guys who I like, James Corbett, I like the guy, but I'm not interested in hearing about, like he's I think he's bringing up valid points and everything, but it's just the intent of it, and the reaction that it's supposed to get from its listeners. It's like I'm not interested in being totally dissatisfied and disgusted with the world around me all the time, or scoffing at everything that happens around me. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that way about James as well. Like he's someone I can talk to, but not really talk to. I mean, I can talk to him more than Jan, because Jan, you can't even get a word in edgeways. But with James Corbett, he's one focused on the information and the exposure, and that doesn't leave much room just to have a conversation, right?
I mean, acknowledging confirmation bias, or realizing that it exists, has been like a really important thing for me, especially coming out of Christianity. Like, confirmation bias is really, it's a reality that we all struggle with, and to be aware of it, and to try to acknowledge its existence, I find when I do that, I approach topics a little differently. And it's refreshing to not assume that I know everything there is to know about something.
Yeah, well, that's that could be a conversation unto itself, actually, because I feel the same as well. I mean, I'm aware of myself. I need to constantly check myself with that. So, anyway, for another conversation,
yeah,
perhaps.
Sure.